listen to the Tuskegee and Foyle Search and Rescue, who do a fantastic job on that river. They're saying these lifeguards have saved, in the last 10 years, they've saved 37 lives. When I was mayor, that my charity was Foyle Search and Rescue. I witnessed it firsthand, the dedication and the hard work that they put on a nightly basis. Like when people meet, I went out as an experience with them on one night, we went out at 9 o'clock at night. There's about 30 of them, they were killer. They don't get paid, they don't get anything. And they went out, they go on the boats, they go on the walks. If somebody's standing on their own in the middle of the bridge, then they'll go and they'll have a chat to them. They know the signs they look for. You know, these are absolutely vital. And they're on each of those three bridges, the Peace Bridge and the other three bridges. Mindless vandals come along, cutting them off and throwing them in the river. They're putting people's lives at risk.
Unfortunately, in the last few weeks and months, we've had drowning tragedies, two in Donegal. We've had drowning tragedies in Castledurg, in Newton Stewart. And indeed, we've had tragedies in Derry as well. So we don't have to go too far to see what could be caused by these life belts being vandalised.
Exactly. And it's incredible. You know, The life belts are there, try to get that point across, they're there for a purpose, they're not a decoration, they're there to save lives, and they should not be touched, and, you know, it's something that happens, these people come along, they think this is fun, there's absolutely nothing funny about this. It's beggar's belief, absolutely beggar's belief.